Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to DL Uncut. Our next guest plays the title character and owns counselor series, Delilah, in the Legal Defense Fund. Please welcome Sharon Eiffel.
Hey, beautiful.
You going to hurry every dollar you don't get paid now.
Name like Delilah. I'm glad that you ain't a barber.
You're a lawyer.
Now, depending on what side or where you get your name from,
Delilah,
either we are strengthening our voting apparatus.
I got it, yeah.
Just pretend like you do. That's what I do.
Which one is it? So you got into acting.
It is the latter. We are in the midst of the single greatest attack on access to voting that we have probably experienced in our lifetime,
which I'm jealous of.
It is
important to you to kind of
happening in multiple states.
Establish that, right?
It is happening at multiple levels.
Your child off to a great start.
It is designed to disenfranchise
what you wanted
and to
absolutely
limit.
I just followed my heart the whole time, and I thought maybe I would be able to.
It's interesting because
to them, you know, like be a mom and be an actress simultaneously.
The thing about voting is, the voters are more keen to make it.
You have to have a government, like, you know, do you think that a man would have to make that same choice? It didn't feel like that to me. For me, it just felt like it's what I wanted to do, is where I wanted to be. I didn't have to be as involved. There's some women who are working and taking care of their kids and doing this whole thing. Like, you know what I mean? They don't get judged like you said. You could go into a interview poll place and they know you've been voted. But for me, it just felt like this is the next thing I'm supposed to do. She has a lot to offer the world. California, and California you can. And then I'm about walking in with my ID, California, and I went, I just That's just what I did. And I feel like if I could say one thing to women who are raising children, who feel like, I'm going to raise these children, then I'm going to just let myself go, and I ain't going to do nothing. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to have empty nest syndrome or whatever. Like, you can still do whatever it is you want to do at any point in your life. Like, this is something
that kind of was in my heart from an earlier age.
I didn't believe that it was possible until later.
You couldn't have your employee ID.
Until she was born, actually.
But you could have a concealed gun carry.
I mean, I think it's a difficult, I guess, position to be in as a woman, because I think there is this ongoing battle. Can you, as a woman, like I watched, have it all? Can you have the career when it's important to do it when you're younger, especially if you're in entertainment, because it's all about looks and it's hard to keep it together when you get older. And then when you have kids, that whole thing, girl, I know, I'm telling you. And I think, you know, it's a constant battle, because you're trying to decide, I want to be there in my heart. I want to be there for my kid, but at the same time, I want to pursue this amazing career in acting. And so I think it's a great message that you send, that, you know, even later in life, you can still do it and be successful.
There's so many things when people hear all these things.
It's a struggle.
And you can, Georgia, it is a struggle. I mean, I was definitely, it wasn't easy. A lot of water, my friends are just like, I can't believe you're doing this as a single mom.
But
her dad is
around.
He was helping, he was present, you know, but it's really
basically
on the mom.
The intimidation that Trump tried to use on the officials in Georgia.
It's on you to make sure that everything is what it needs to be.
Georgia, they're moralized.
I agree. And I would have never, it didn't make me feel, to your point, I didn't feel guilty at all. I felt like I was doing what I had to. It felt like the right thing to do. I'm like, I'll see you fuckers when y'all grow. I love y'all.
Meanwhile, you're like, I have got to get on to my baby.
Right. When they turn, right. She left because they turned into teenagers. She don't want to be around a teenager. Nobody does.
That's not true.
That just shows you the cruelty of it.
That's
true,
yeah.
You know, it's helpful for us because, of course, we filed suit.
Your father was a gold medalist in the 1924
at black voters, and so everything they do that demonstrates that only helps.
How old is that? Who is he? Louis Gossett Jr.? That was your father. Oh, it's your grandfather.
It's your great-grandfather, right?
Great-grandfather.
Their car. So we're doing that as well. But sure,
first
remember Trump calling out, you know, the election officials in Georgia. Oh, I just
wow.
Did 11,000 votes.
What was for?
Right? Can you just
I remember
get
him hiding long sorting machines. I remember him taking out mailboxes and hiding
John
sorting.
John Baxter had
there
won
was
an
a bunch of stuff that was in play before
the Olympic gold medal in the relay
race. And the local election officials,
so
even the Republican ones in Georgia, including the Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, resisted and said, Mr. Trump, you were wrong. The election was fine.
Where was he from?
They did a whole audit of their election.
You better jump the hell out of Kentucky
and
get to
it.
You better jump away from Kentucky.
No,
wait, it makes
sense.
I'm jumping the hell out of Kentucky. What I'm doing
is that the entire apparatus
Jim Crow and all of that,
which votes are disqualified.
So your character, Delilah,
has been removed from local election officials.
Basically, she defends
the
people, the
voices. And now the legislature,
which is
identify
no way to make money. That's no way to make a living, right?
That, you and they will have all the power to determine
what similarity.
We don't care.
So they are taking
out Delilah.
They're mitigating
our feel like,
honestly, in order to get a gig and a series,
I started out my civil rights career
not
as a voting rights lawyer
around, doing it the whole time. You
have
to kind of embody that character in a way that made people feel comfortable that you could do it. So what do you think it was in you that resembled her?
It is actually
almost everything
going to be determinative as to whether
like,
or not
you know, she also puts her children first.
And it's an assault
so
on
that
black
was,
citizenship.
I understood all
it is designed
about that. And
like the anti-protest
you know, she has an
laws
ex-husband.
That are designed to keep
has,
us from using our
you know,
voice
some
in marching
going on
and protesting to change
I was also
policing
ACOSTA,
practices.
Which is a court appointed special advocate for
smother
and the foster care system.
Right.
So
our voice
that is exactly
as citizens.
But
what
the very
thing
they're always with their infringing on people's ability to kind of vote by mail.
And
that
I actually studied
a lot.
Political science in college. I didn't think I was going
to
be an actress.
They
I
don't
thought
seem
I was going
to
be a lawyer.
Is,
my father's like, you should be an attorney. You know how to debate. You know how to argue.
Horrible.
Now play one on TV.
And I don't have to get nobody 33
or 34
voter ID, all those kinds of
things. Just as bad
for the poor people who usually vote their way.
Actually, I don't know.
Well, the thing is, vote by mail, you're right about
do
that.
You,
used to be their thing. That was, it was
acting is very
that
difficult.
White voters tended to vote by
right.
mail
what do you
more,
find
and
right.
Republican
the most difficult
voters
part
tended to vote by
right.
mail more. But last year, because of COVID, as you know,
material,
many
is
of
it,
us myself working included, and the Legal Defense Fund, the Audit Organization, I lead, made a real push the most difficult to expand part, absentee voting opportunities for voters.
You know, I really enjoyed it up until this point. I'm not going to say up until this point, like, I didn't enjoy it, but the pandemic was
the problem. Trump was tweeting about it.
I'm the top of the call sheet.
There were all these attacks suddenly on vote by mail as voter fraud. So it's a moving target.
You know what I mean? Like, every other thing I had ever done, I was just like showing up a couple days, and I'm like, you know, that was
deuces.
If we're willing to stand in line for 9 hours, then like, it must be that when you offer somebody water, when they stand in line trying to influence their vote,
and how you should just pursue your heart.
It's really ugly.
Once I got to the top
it's so funny
to me
because looking at it on both sides, there's a certain amount of pressure. On the one side, I'm so proud of what we were able to accomplish, right? And on the other side, I'm thinking,
it's
they
still
recognize
fun. You know,
just
still
how
it.
Powerful we now understand
but then
we are, right?
But
the fact that they could say
work.
These things
you make
out
sure
loud,
care of.
Not allowed,
Arizona
it's
said it openly. So yeah. You're the quarterback.
It okay
it's funny because you're actually the quarterback. You got
to
know
like
what everybody's doing. You got
to
know
so
what your DP is doing, what the actors are doing, what catering. Everybody comes in with stuff that nobody would imagine. My parking space, you know. So it's
we're going to make it legal for this, that, and the other. And it's also okay when they protest to basically run them over.
Lines and just nailing
if one thing
scenes
I would want,
and all that kind of stuff.
You know,
so,
it,
so there had to be something that was a leadership level,
right?
Because
it's different really
when you're
no
top
joke.
Of the college,
right.
It's everything.
It is from what they're doing from one week to the next, from 1 month to the next is astonishing.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And frightening.
I was just saying,
just
I was just so excited.
Just
I was like, oh my God, I can't believe
with,
it.
You know,
I'm looking around the car.
Gives you a
and then as soon as that all settled, I was like, oh, this is about to get real.
This all started.
You'll
this
never
is
be
really
home early.
Yeah.
You'll never, and every scene, you'll never get.
Right.
Welcome to
18
hour day.
But I was going
to
say, I think part of what has probably prepared you was, I know that you used to travel quite a bit for spiritual purposes, right? Motivation.
Mean.
Then when I think about
and,
what, you know, you talked about your home life
years,
and then the whole thing with the foster care. I myself was a foster kid, you know,
Florida.
And so
we
I love, first
really
of all, the fact that it's made, it's
but
foster, national foster care awareness
court,
month. And so I know
stacked,
all of that had to at least
so, and,
ground
or,
you and keep you in a place to prepare you for something like this.
It's put all of these young conservatives that
I never thought about it like that.
Whatever else they felt like you had accomplished, the game has always been the course.
Absolutely. Like my friends are like, you've been prepared for this moment.
Because I don't care what you're successful doing.
You're ready for this.
They're
you've
going
been
to do another
for, you
iteration
don't realize,
of this,
think,
right?
How
before
much
the,
of your life
so court is not going to happen. Even if you
in
favor here, the court
to
is
have,
not going to have time
you know,
to kind
Mr.
of
Miyagi,
see
wax on, wax off, right?
Did you
they're
say
very
Mr.
serious about what they're doing. What is it that we need to do, and what is it we need
so
to be aware of?
How
can do
in the second season
if these things are in place? Like to me, it was seen if you're going to say that we're not going to give you food and water. If you had, say, in Atlanta, the people,
you like the way
they play basketball,
you like this. Story
open those up
like
for voting and
have
to provide
care.
Food and water there. They're never going to tell a corporate entity they can't do that.
I do
they're not
gonna like
say, Coach,
her.
You better not get these people
Lila.
No water.
She, you know what I mean?
That.
Like you said, she's a voice
well,
for the voiceless. She fights
we're
for things
see.
That she thinks are
I don't,
to her.
As I read the
it could
law,
be her friendships, her
is,
family, you know, whatever
no
it is that she feels
if it is a voting facility,
she's passionate about it and she fights for
it.
It
doesn't matter. The individual tries to offer food or water.
I understand it. I appreciate it. Can
be
got some vulnerability. I think within
her
family,
there's stacks of water around.
So let's talk about that. I like
you have a station.
Okay.
There could be some
station
where you go get
when
water.
When you're talking
right.
about
I mean,
she has vulnerabilities
kind of
in her
remains to be seen if what
family
they're concerned
dynamics,
about
right?
is that it's going to be influential
you
in
feel
some
the,
way.
Even the
it remains to be seen. The fact that we're having this conversation, of course, is insane. But you're
talking about her vulnerabilities.
Well, not only that, because think about this. Think about the optics of this then. Because who's going to be implementing and making sure that these laws are kept? Are there going to be police officers there? Is that not intimidation?
You know, I spent some time in India when I was 9 years old, and that did kind of ground me in a way that you don't realize
right.
at nine, you just want to get back to America, your country.
Damn, all
that,
this, I want to go back
to elections,
football.
Yeah, I'm like,
in Florida,
yeah.
in Georgia, in
right.
North Carolina,
right.
again,
right.
not
right.
like I have seen in my career,
now I'm like,
particularly with armed
right.
people showing up at polling places.
I felt so
disrespectful.
I know they were everywhere.
Disrespectful.
I'm wearing one.
You
are
spiritually
involved in a lot of fights. Policing and the over policing of communities of color. I was very disturbed when I heard
what weaknesses
I don't know how far this
UN.
Went, but James Clyburn say that qualified immunity wasn't necessarily
she got blind spots,
isn't that the whole isn't qualified
you know,
immunity
around
the whole
her
ball
emotional
game?
Life I think I don't
yes.
hold on to things as much
I mean he's a Cuban I had to say it I mean
but,
isn't that the whole ball game
the truth yeah
Listen,
but
so
I'd say there's some blind spots. What drove people blind to spots the streets around last year, protesting 50 states, that are never seen before. I have. You know, you can just speak
and around the world.
People are very effusive about when it comes to strengths, but weaknesses. It is because they don't acknowledge them. It's because I don't want nobody else to know.
Right. Point of having weaknesses is
not letting niggas know you have areas of accountability. One was ending qualified immunity.
That's like giving somebody a key to the safe when you ain't around.
Police officers are able to raise in civil suits when they violate.
I mean, I hadn't thought about it.
It has been so interpreted out of order, out of how it was originally meant. That it now basically functions as near immunity for police officers engaged in misconduct. Right. So number one was ending qualified immunity for police officers. Number two was changing the standard for the federal civil rights statute
and
lowering
the standard from
willfully violating civil rights to recklessly violating civil rights so that the Department of Justice could prosecute these officers more
quickly. Like the officer killed
Eric Garner in New York.
Yeah, they were responsible.
Make sure you watch Delilah on
If you were a bus driver, you would be drug tested and held accountable. A train, airplane, almost any. When they tell me, oh, it's a dangerous job, it's not even the 22nd most dangerous. You don't give lobster fishermen quack butter. You don't go motherfucker with that. So it's interesting how these things play out, but when you hear somebody who you really respect and who's been integral in the fight say that qualified immunity is negotiable,
Welcome back to DL Uncut. Our next guest is the president and director, counselor of NAACP Legal Defense Fund.
If you
welcome
only
Sherilyn
got that, it would be significant. You're going to earn every dollar you don't get paid now.
We want to get something done.
Now, depending on what side or where you get your news from,
either
we are strengthening our voting apparatus,
but, you know, listen, I testified at the hearing for the Justice and Policing Act. It is the latter.
Floyd, George's brother, was there,
and it was. And they asked him, "What did he want? He wanted to end qualified immunity." So I said, "Look, if you're going to take qualified immunity off the table, then just call it something. You can pass whatever bill you want. I don't run Congress,
uncontrolled,
but don't call it the George Floyd.
It is happening in multiple states."
Those of us who came out at multiple levels pushed for that for very particular reasons and very specific reasons. And here's the thing I want people to understand, DL. Just because you remove qualified immunity doesn't mean that black police officers can be held liable.
No, it's interesting because I was very pleased when I saw this last voting cycle. I thought
having the credibility and
everybody loves Georgia, which was certainly commendable. What happened in Arizona was even more equally as noteworthy. And it involved disenfranchised people. Mobilized and making inroads in hard set conservative with hard.
If you say accountability, it's amazing how much that upsets people.
Voter ID,
and
right?
I always am taken. Black people have identified.
I was very heartened when the verdict came in on the George Floyd trial, but it took
eyes,
videos, witnesses.
Last year,
having true justice in America would require America doing something it's never done, giving black people the benefit of the doubt.
To get out there and to participate.
Absent, you know,
to risk COVID,
it could be legal experts, it could be witnesses, but they still leave this
people coming out
some kind of way. We don't know what a police officer was thinking.
That's what they're responding to.
It really reminds me of this notion that they really have not inclined to have any. We have no rights that they're inclined to respect. And if our lives are taken from us in some kind of way, invariably, it was our fault. It was our malfeasance in some way.
The thing about voter ID, DL, think about how there's voter ID and voter ID.
Explain to me the difference.
You know, we heard that the jury is what kind of going to be announced. I mean, were any of us walking around saying this is it? You know,
when it came back that fast, I knew he was government issue. I tell you what. I knew that many black people wouldn't have got convinced. I knew that.
And it really is something that has been pushed really since about 2012, even more so after 2013,
because the jury decided the Shelby County versus Holder case. The officer, Michael Slater,
you could go into your polling place and they know you've been voting there. You could have your
Walter Scott five times
your electricity bill.
Remember that?
You could have your
California. In California, you can.
Because of the federal prosecutor, for example.
I mean, my wife didn't with my ID in California. We don't need that.
We couldn't That's with all the witnesses on the street, 31 witnesses, you know, films from every different angle,
police officers testifying against each other. Let's say you went chief testifying against
schools. That's what all of that
historically black college.
We couldn't be sure when it went to the issue what the outcome was going to be.
State
because that's the advantage that police officers have.
After 2014, they decided no legal system.
And I just want to make sure I get to you. Said what should we be doing?
You can't have your tribal ID.
I don't want us to feel
you couldn't have your employee ID.
Unempowered, just like we showed up last year. We had that power.
Yes,
we have to show up and vote. We need some legislation.
It's very interesting to me because
people have to call their senators.
It's very insidious the way, like I watched Ted Cruz, who, at the same trial hearing that you went to, talked about how Democrats were guilty of the new Jim Crow.
We need out of all the
Florida is very serious. Not only did they make it harder for black people to vote, but they made it easier for you to run them down when they went to protest about you not letting them vote.
We need the Affordable People Act, H.R. 1, that's going to expand early voting and absentee voting.
There are so many things when people hear all these
deal with so many of the issues in our election system
Georgia
that are out
not
of order.
People
then
to have,
we need the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement
water
Act
or food
to return us to a situation.
Man, that's a lot of black people.
One of the things I found
basically with the intimidation that Trump tried to use on the officials in Georgia.
We need people to call 202-224-3121.
They made it legal.
If you dial that number, and you just tell them what
they
state
did,
you was.
They can connect
so
you with your senator.
We shouldn't go past
that.
Let
me have that number again.
Criminalized providing water and food to voters standing in line. So that's pretty important. I just said the voters stood in line for 9 hours and 3121.
And people should actually have that number in their phone because that's water.
There's something to call your senator about to show
you the truth. You damn right. That's true.
Yeah. Well, listen, from being an advocate to all the legal battles that you guys are fighting, definitely the scholarship fund. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it, Sherilyn Eiffel. Thank you for everything you do for the Legal Defense Fund there at the NAACP. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
What a pleasure. What a pleasure. Thank you.
So we're doing that as well. But sure, remember Trump calling up, you know, the election officials in Georgia. I just need 11,000 votes, right? Can you just
get... I remember
get
him hiding sorting machines. And I remember him taking out mailboxes and hiding sorting. And so it was there was a bunch of stuff that was in play before this.
And they resisted. And and the local election officials, even the Republican ones in Georgia, including the Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, resisted and said, Mr. Trump, you were wrong. The election was fine. They actually did a count and a recount. They did a whole audit of their election, and they were very clear, nothing went wrong, and no, we cannot just find you 11,000 votes, and this is not going to happen.
Right.
So the solution now with this new Georgia bill is that the entire apparatus of who gets to decide which votes are disqualified and which votes are not has been removed from local election officials. The Secretary of State has been removed from the State Elections Board, and now the legislature will identify who are the people who were served on the state election board, and they will have all the power to determine which vote is disqualified and
which
are not.
So they are taking our they're mitigating our voting strength. They're mitigating our rights.
There's no question. This is I started out my civil rights career as a voting rights lawyer in 1988, and I have, in all of the years that I have been engaged in and attentive to this work, never seen anything like this. It is actually going to be determinative as to whether or not we remain a democracy. And it's an assault on black citizenship. It is designed, like the anti-protest laws that are designed to keep us from using our voice in marching and protesting to change policing practices, it is designed to smother and silence our voice as citizens.
But the very things they're always now with their infringing on people's ability to kind of vote by mail, that impacts them a lot. What they don't seem to realize is that whatever is horrible for us is horrible. If they were voting, voter ID, all those kinds of stuff are just as bad for the poor people who usually vote their way.
Well, the thing is, vote by mail, you're right about this, used to be their thing. It was known that white voters tended to vote by mail more and Republican voters tended to vote by mail more. But last year, because of COVID, as you know, many of us, myself included, and the Legal Defense Fund, the organization I lead, made a real push to expand absentee voting opportunities for voters because we did not want our people to risk COVID infection. And suddenly, vote by mail was a problem. Trump was tweeting about it continuously. There were all these attacks suddenly on vote by mail as voter fraud. So it's a moving target. And when we begin to access a way of voting, then that way of voting becomes suspicious and associated with fraud. If we're willing to stand in line for 9 hours, then it must be that when you offer somebody water when they stand in line, you're trying to influence their vote.
Right.
It's really ugly.
It's so funny to me because looking at it on both sides, on the one side, I'm so proud of what we were able to accomplish, right? And on the other side, I'm thinking they recognize just how powerful we now understand we are, right? But the fact that they could say these things out loud, you're not allowed to give water.
Yeah.
It is okay to run someone over. Like these things sound so archaic that it's hard to even imagine that it's 2021 and people are actually saying in order to, you know, stop these people from voting, we're going to make it illegal for this, that, and the other. And it's also okay when they protest to basically run them over in the street.
If there's one thing I would want, you know, your audience to understand is how fast this thing is moving.
Right.
And that it's really no joke.
Right.
It is. From what they're doing from 1 week to the next, from 1 month to the next, is astonishing and frightening. Just think about what you just talked about with, you know, the law in Florida that gives you a defense if you run over protesters who are in the road. This all started running over Black Lives Matter protesters.
Yep.
Started in Charlottesville.
Right.
It was a meme.
Right. Heather Heyer.
Right. And Heather Heyer, that's right, was killed by someone who had, you know, visited these right-wing sites. And this was a white supremacist meme. And in just those few years, in just 4 years, it has become law in Florida. We need to really understand.
Now, but you do have to go to a Supreme Court that is stacked 6-3. So and several over courts, because one of the things he's done is put all of these young conservatives whatever else they felt like he did accomplish. The game has always been the courts. It's always been the courts, because I don't care what you're successful doing. They're going to do another iteration of this right before the court is not going to have, even if you in favor here, the court is not going to have time to kind of intercede on it. So they're very insidious about what they're doing. What is it that we need to do, and what is it we need to be aware of that we can do as individual voters if these things are in place? Like, to me, it would seem, if you're going to say that we're not going to give you food and water, if you had... say in Atlanta, the people that where they play basketball, to open those up for voting and provide food and water there, they're never going to tell a corporate entity they can't do that. They're not going to say, Coke, you better not give these people no water. They're not going to do that.
Well, we're going to see. I don't, as I read the law, there is no exception. If it is a voting facility, it doesn't matter. The individual who tries to offer food or water to someone standing in the line can be prosecuted for this.
So you mean if there are stacks of water around, because if those concession stands are open.
You can have a station. There could be some station perhaps where you go get water.
Right.
I mean, it all kind of remains to be seen. If what they're concerned about is that it's going to be influential in some way, it remains to be seen. The fact that we're having this conversation, of course, is insane, but nevertheless.
It is insane.
Well, not only that, because think about this. Think about the optics of this then. Because who's going to be implementing and making sure that these laws are kept? Are there going to be police officers there? Is that not intimidation?
You know, one of the things that I think hasn't gotten enough press is how much voter intimidation actually happened in 2020. I've tried to write about it a bit. We certainly documented it in our following of the elections. In Florida, in Georgia, in North Carolina, again, not like I have seen in my career, particularly with armed people showing up at polling places.
We saw them in California driving. So I know they were everywhere. You are involved in a lot of fights, policing and the over-policing of communities of color. I was very disturbed when I heard, I don't know how far this went, but James Clyburn say that qualified immunity wasn't necessarily on the table. Isn't qualified immunity the whole ball game?
Yes.
He's a Cuban, but I had to say it. Isn't that the whole ball game?
Still the truth, yeah.
Listen, so what drove people to the streets last year, protests in 50 states, never seen before in this country and around the world, was the issue of accountability. And those of us who really pushed for legislation, which became the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act, focused on three areas of accountability. One was ending qualified immunity, which is the defense that police officers are able to raise in civil suits when they violate your constitutional rights. It has been so interpreted out of order, out of how it was originally meant, that it now basically functions as near immunity for police officers engaged in misconduct. So number one was ending qualified immunity for police officers. Number two was changing the standard to the federal civil rights statute and lowering the standard from willfully violating civil rights to recklessly violating civil rights so that the Department of Justice could prosecute police officers more quickly, like the officer who killed Eric Garner in New York, who was not prosecuted. Right. And then the third thing was a national police misconduct registry so that bad
those
officers...
Those seem so reasonable. Listen, in any other... If you were a police, if you were a bus driver and somebody got killed, you would be drug tested and held accountable. A train, airplane, almost any. When they tell me, oh, it's a dangerous job, it's not even the 22nd most dangerous. You don't give lobster fishermen qualified. You don't go, motherfucker, with that. So it's interesting how these things play out. But when you hear somebody who you really respect and who's been integral in the fight say that qualified immunity is negotiable, I would that strikes me as off, because that's really if you were unable to get anything, but if you only got that, it would be significant.
You know, Dio, what I think happens is people decide, and I've heard this is the language of Washington D.C. we want to get something done, and I'm always saying, you know, well, what's the something, right?
And what does it cost us?
They want to feel like they passed something. They want to feel like they were responsive. But you know, listen, I testified at the hearing George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. And Philonay's, Floyd, George's brother was there. And they asked him, what did he want? He wanted an end to qualified immunity. So I've said, look, if you're going to take qualified immunity off the table, then just call it something else. You can pass whatever bill you want. I don't run Congress. But don't call it the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. Because those of us who came out and pushed for that for very particular reasons and very specific reasons. And here's the thing I want people to understand, DL. Just because you remove qualified immunity doesn't mean that all these police officers are going to be held liable.
No.
They're still going to have the same advantages that they have in a trial, which is juries believing them and judges believing them and, you know, having the credibility and having, you know, reports that don't reflect what actually happened. Right. They're going to have all the same advantages they have in the legal system. They will just have to face actual suit rather than be immunized from facing suit. Right. So it's no guarantee.
Right.
It's just a fighting chance to allow people to be able to hold office.
If you say accountability, it's amazing how much that incites, it upsets people. And I always am taken, I was very heartened when the verdict came in on the George Floyd trial, but it took eyes, videos, witnesses. Having true justice in America would require America doing something it's never done, giving black people the benefit of the doubt. Absent, you know, it could be legal experts, it could be witnesses, but they still they leave this wiggle room where some kind of way we don't know what a police officer was thinking, and it really reminds me of this notion that they really have not inclined to have any we have no rights that they're inclined to respect, and if our lives are taken for us in some kind of way, invariably it was our fault, it was our malfeasance in some part.
You know what? Think about how tense we felt when you know, we heard that the jury verdict was going to be announced. I mean, were any of us walking around saying, this is it?
When it came back that fast, I knew he was guilty. I knew that many black people wouldn't have got convinced. I knew that.
That's what you hope because it came back fast. Right. But you couldn't be sure. Right. And couldn't be sure, if you remember, DL, because the jury that heard the case against the officer, Michael Slager, who killed Walter Scott running in that park in North Charleston, where you saw him shoot Walter Scott five times and then drop the taser.
Right.
Remember, that jury was hung. The only reason that officer is in jail is because of the federal prosecution. Right. So we couldn't guarantee it. And surely when it went to the jury, we couldn't be sure. That's with all the witnesses on the street, 31 witnesses, the films from every different angle, police officers testifying against each other, the police chief testifying against him. That's with all of that.
Right.
We couldn't be sure when it went to the jury what the outcome was going to be, because that's the advantage that police officers have in the legal system. And I just want to make sure I get to, you said, what should we be doing? Because I don't want us to feel unempowered, just like we showed up last year and we had that power.
Right.
Yes, we have to show up and vote. We need some legislation that's going to help us.
Right.
And that means that people have to call their senators. You just have to. You have to call your senator, tell them you want your judicial nominees. Right. You just talked about the judiciary being so important.
Right.
We should remember there are still 100 seats open, and we need to move these judges through the process and get them confirmed. We need our Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights, Kristen Clark, to be confirmed.
Absolutely.
You need to call your senator. We need the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. We need the For the People Act, H.R. 1, that's going to expand early voting and absentee voting and deal with so many of the issues in our election system that are out of order. And we need the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act that's going to return us to a situation.
Man, that's a lot of black people on paper. That's a lot of black people.
That's
on paper. Yeah. With these names on them.
Listen, this week, we need people to call 202-224-3121. That's if you dial that number and you just tell them what state you live in, they can connect you with your senator. And you need to talk to
them. Let me have that number again.
202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. And people should actually have that number in their phone because there's something to call your senator about every week.
You damn right it is.
Ain't that the truth? Yeah. Well, listen, from being an advocate to all the legal battles that you guys are fighting, and definitely the scholarship fund, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. It's Sherilyn Eiffel. Thank you for everything you do for the Legal Defense Fund there at the NAACP. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
What a pleasure. What a pleasure. Thank you.